Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
I did not want to film this episode, but I know so many men that struggle with this, and I get this question all the time. So today we're going to cover how to stop watching porn. My name is Craig Ballantyne. This is the Early to Rise Radio Show. And before we get to the steps to do that, I want you to think about Forrest Gump. If you remember back in that movie, Forrest was friends with Jenny. Now, Jenny was sexually abused in that movie, and she went from being Forrest's best friend to eventually becoming a stripper to eventually getting hooked on drugs. Eventually, they got married and they had a kid, but then she died. And according to some notes that I saw on the internet, she died of AIDS in the movie. So she had this tragic life. And, you know, you go away from Forrest Gump and you feel really sad for Jenny. Now, there's a real life Jenny. There was a girl who grew up in Nevada and she was raped when she was a teenager. She went on to become a stripper. She went on to become a porn star. She went on to become the world's famous porn star. Her name was Jenna Jameson. And today, Jenna Jameson says that she would never allow her daughter to become a porn star. And honestly, Jenna has had a messed up life. She's been married 4 or 5 times, has several kids, and you can just imagine that she does not have the best life. She actually has been arrested for drinking and driving. She does drugs all the time. And in fact, 36% of porn stars have been molested as kids. They have a higher rate of drinking alcohol and doing drugs. And so a man who watches porn is supporting that. Now, you would never go and support one of your friend's drug habits or drinking, or you wouldn't want them to become a stripper. And yet you're doing this. And when you watch porn, you're supporting that industry. That industry is full of lowlifes, bad people. And every time you watch porn, you're supporting that, which means it's totally incongruent with how you see yourself as a man. You see yourself as an honorable man, a strong man, a family man. And if you watch porn, that means that you know you're lying to yourself because you're watching porn. It's bad, it's filthy, and it's supporting lowlifes. And if you're an honorable, strong man, then you are doing things incongruent with your beliefs about yourself. So if you wonder why you can't get ahead in all areas of life, it's because of that lie that you're telling yourself, which breaks your confidence and lowers your self-esteem. You can't trust yourself. And so it's a weird, weird start to helping somebody stop watching porn, but it's so important. Because it's your core values, it's your big why, it's who you are, your integrity. If you get that in alignment, and when you stop watching porn, so many things in your life will improve. Your relationship with your wife, your relationship with your family, your relationship with yourself, and therefore your relationship with fitness and business and success. So we're going to go through now the actual steps for kicking porn to the curb. The first thing to do if you want to give up porn is go back to your big why. What really matters in your life? For me, my big why is my family, my 2 girls, our boy that's on the way, my wife, like everything I do is for them. So watching porn and lying to myself is an absolute no-go. And you have to think to yourself, what do you really want to achieve in life? What's the vision for your future? You want to be married? You want to have kids? You want to have a great family? You want to be rich? You want to be able to take vacations? You want to do all those things? It takes a confident, honorable, strong man. And a confident, honorable, strong man does not watch pornography. So they are just not compatible. So when you get alignment, you will be more successful. Everything will come to you so much faster and easier when you have that in place. The next step to take is have a specific definition on how to stop watching porn. So you could put yourself through a 21-day challenge. Say for the next 21 days, I am not going to watch porn. And now that forces you to go and build the systems because you'll really get that forces you to build the systems, which moves us on to the third step, which is subtracting the toxic temptations. You can use something like the Opal app that blocks your electronics, your phone and your laptop from accessing XXX websites. If you aren't able to access pornography, and I doubt you have any Playboy magazines sitting around your house, if you're not able to access the online porn, you are one giant leap ahead from not watching pornography. This is impossible to do. Now, then you have to also think, what are the situations and environments that lead me to even think about watching pornography? Are you tired? Are you angry? Are you hungry? Are you lonely? There's actually an acronym for this that Bedros taught me, because when he was going to his therapist, Kevin, taught him that every time people act out in life, when they do something wrong, it's because of the HALT acronym. They're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So figure out what are the triggers that get you to think about pornography. And then after we've removed the pornography, we still need to remove the triggers that make you think about it. So if you find that every Thursday night you don't have a date, or you don't have a date night, or your wife is working, or your wife is watching television, and you're bored and you're lonely and you're tired, that's the time, then you need to think about, how can I put a good habit in place of that bad habit? How can I fill the vacuum that stops me from going into that void? Build the systems that toss the toxic temptation from your life. You can use this for everything from binge drinking to binge eating to cigarettes to weed to pornography. You have to toss the toxic temptations and make it exponentially harder for you to do these things. Now, when you combine that with your big why and your integrity and your core values and your belief in yourself, and then you make it really hard to do that, you've made a promise to yourself to stop watching pornography. And if you do that, you've built confidence. You have that dopamine hit, that positive dopamine hit that gives you momentum and motivation to come back and keep doing more and more of that. The next thing you need to do is have the power of positive people in your life and public accountability. So start hanging around people who think that porn is a bad idea. I remember when I was a teenager, I met a guy who's like, man, that's horrible. I would never do that. And that was a very positive influence on me because I respected this individual. And if you're watching this video, hopefully you're like, yeah, I like this guy. And if he says this, I want to make sure that I'm accountable to him. I want this positive influence in my life. So spend more time who don't talk about it with people who don't talk about it, who don't use it, who don't have it on their phones, who don't have it sitting around, who don't share it with you. You must be around positive people who will support you. The next thing is to have an accountability partner. It could be a coach, it could be a friend, it could be your pastor, it could be somebody from your church, somebody from work, somebody you deeply do not want to disappoint. Tell them what you're going to do, what you're setting out to do for the next 21 days, and they will hold you accountable to it. And you won't want to disappoint them. And that will, again, add to your making a promise, keeping a promise, building confidence. And man, you've almost got this kick to the curb. The next thing you need to do is exit the doom loop with a circuit breaker. So if you find yourself tempted and you find yourself with the opportunity to watch, you have to figure out, you know, that's the doom loop. I found myself with the opportunity. I feel like it. I'm about to go watch online pornography. You need a circuit breaker in that loop. If you feel that, go for a walk. If you feel that, go have a cold shower. If you feel that, go to the gym and work out. If you feel that, go call your accountability partner. That's the circuit breaker that stops you from being in that doom loop. Because once you get in that doom loop, that's where you get back on the bad habit. The next thing is changing your identity. This is probably one of the most powerful tools and mindset shifts and concepts and personal development in the past 20 years. And it's from James Clear in his book, Atomic Habits. And he talks about how every action you take is a vote for the person that you want to be. Every action that you take is a vote for the person you want to be. So if you have that urge and then you go to the gym, you're making a vote for the person you want to be, which is that honorable, strong man with integrity. If you give in and get inside the doom loop, you're voting for the person that you're going to become, which is not the person you want to be. So, you know, knowing your identity and then repeating that identity yourself. Like for when I quit swearing, for example, I told myself that I was a polite and courteous British gentleman because I knew this guy named Barry. He's my role model for quitting swearing. He was a polite and courteous British gentleman and he didn't swear. And I spent a lot of time with him and I respected him. And I was like, if Barry can do it, I can do it. I just need to role model myself after Barry. And so that was my identity. And that was one of the key components in helping me quit swearing in just 4 days. If I can quit swearing in 4 days, you can quit pornography in 21 days, 4 days. So what's the identity? You want to be a strong, honorable man who has integrity, who has confidence, and who is virtuous and not full of vice. That's what you want to be. If you're watching my shows, that's what I talk about all the time. So have that identity, build that identity to yourself. And then every single day, take actions that vote for you to become that person. It's an absolute game changer. And finally, number 7, never give up. This is important to you. It doesn't matter how many people use OnlyFans. It doesn't matter how many articles you read about how pornography is okay, it's good for you. And the entire world is going crazy with vice. But you know better, and you are not going to give up on what really matters to you, which is being an honorable, strong, confident man with integrity who supports a world of virtue for your family. You're voting for your family's future when you kick pornography. to the curb. So those are the seven steps. You go back to your big why, and then you have a specific definition of success, not watching pornography, obviously. Then subtract the toxic temptations, get around positive people and have that public accountability. Next, you want to exit the doom loop with a circuit breaker. Have 19 different plan Bs for every time pornography is your plan A. And that way you'll always be able to do something and exit that doom loop. Then make sure that you change your identity to that type of person that you want to become and vote every single day to become them and never give up, never relapse, never give up, never go back to it, because you're just going to be so better off this way. So I didn't want to talk about this because it's kind of a weird subject, but I can tell you, I know plenty of strong, honorable men who don't give this vice a single second of their time, and there's no reason that you should too. And you're just going to feel so much freer and so much more successful in every area of your life, and your wife is going to love you a whole lot more too.